بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
Verse number 68. Those who do not call on any other deities besides Allah, may He be glorified, nor kill any person whose killing Allah has prohibited except for that which Allah has allowed, such as the killing of a murderer, renegade, or a married adulterer, nor commit adultery. Whoever does these major sins will face the punishment for the sin he has committed on the Day of Judgment.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا.
Verse number 69. The punishment will be doubled for him on the Day of Judgment, and he will remain in the punishment, disgraced and humiliated.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 70. But those who repent to Allah and do good deeds that indicate the sincerity of their repentance, then Allah will change the evil deeds of such people into good ones. Allah is forgiving of the sins of those of His servants who repent, and He is merciful towards them.
وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا.
Verse number 71. Those who repent to Allah and prove the sincerity of their repentance by doing good deeds and giving up sins, their repentance is one that is accepted.
وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا.
Verse number 72. Those who do not attend falsehood, such as places of sins and prohibited amusement, and when they pass by futile statements and actions, they pass by quickly, keeping the dignity of their souls by staying away from becoming involved in these things.
والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا.
Verse number 73. Those who, when reminded of Allah's signs that are heard and seen, do not turn a deaf ear to the signs that are heard, and do not turn a blind eye to the signs that are seen.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
Verse number 74. Those who say in their prayer to their Lord, "Our Lord, give us from our spouses and offspring those who will be the coolness of our eyes due to their piety and steadfastness on the truth, make us leaders in truth, who are emulated by those who are mindful of you."
أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما.
Verse number 75. Those who possess those attributes will be rewarded with lofty chambers in the highest stage of paradise for their steadfastness in following Allah. There they will be met by the angels with greetings and peace, and they will be safe there from all difficulties.
خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما.
Verse number 76. There they will stay forever, a beautiful place of settlement for them to settle in, and a place of residence for them to reside in.
قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما.
Verse number 77. Say, O Messenger, to the disbelievers who persist in their disbelief, my Lord will never care about you because of some benefit that he gets from your obedience. If it were not because he called you for your benefit, he would not have cared about you. Now, since you rejected that which the messengers brought from your Lord, the recompense for such rejection will be inseparable from you. Beneficial points. 1. Some of the attributes of those who are servants of the merciful include staying away from idolatry, avoiding taking a life unjustly, staying away from fornication and falsehood, taking a lesson from Allah's signs and praying to Him. 2. Sincere repentance requires the leaving of the sin and the doing of good deeds. 3. Patience is a means for entering the highest stage in paradise. 4. Allah is not in need of the disbelievers having faith. The Poets. Surah Al-Shu'ara. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on confronting those who persist in their denial of the Messenger and who challenge his messengership, and on lowering their importance.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طسم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. This surah begins with the disconnected letters, the explanation for which has already preceded in Surah Al-Baqarah.
تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
Verse number 2. Those are the verses of the Quran that makes the truth clear from falsehood.
لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين.
Verse number 3. Perhaps you, O Messenger, because of your eagerness for their guidance, are killing yourself out of fear for them, that they do not believe in Allah.
إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ.
Verse number 4. If I had wished to send down to them a miracle from the sky, I would have sent it down and their necks would remain bowed in utter humility before it. But I did not wish that, in order to test them. Do they believe in the ghaib?
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ.
Verse number 5. Whenever any new reminder that is revealed by the merciful to these idolaters, which contain his arguments that indicate his oneness and the truth of his prophet, they turn away from listening to it and accepting it.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Verse number 6. They have denied what their messenger brought to them, but the confirmation of the information that they used to mock at will soon come to them and the punishment will fall upon them.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ.
Verse number 7. Do these people remain persistent in their disbelief and not look at the earth, how many different types of vegetation that is beautiful to look at and that has plenty of benefits did I grow therein?
إِنَّ في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 8. In the earth's growing various types of vegetation, there truly is a clear sign of the power of the One who has made it grow to bring back the dead to life, though most of them do not have faith.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 9. Your Lord, O Messenger, is the one who is the dominant, who can never be overpowered, and the merciful to those of his servants who have faith.
وَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ائْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 10. Remember, O Messenger, when your Lord called out to Musa, instructing him to go to the people who are doing wrong by their rejection of Allah and enslavement of the people of Musa.
قوم فرعون ألا يتقون.
Verse number 11. These were the people of Fir'aun. He should instruct them gently and softly to be mindful of Allah by fulfilling his instructions and avoiding his prohibitions.
قال رب إني أخاف أن يكذبون ويضيق صدري ولا ينطلق لساني فأرسل إلى هارون.
Verses number 12 and 13. Musa, peace be upon him, said, I fear that they will deny me and what I convey to them from me, and that my breast will be constricted because of their denial of me, and that my tongue will be not free in calling to Allah. So send Jibril, peace be upon him, to my brother Harun, so that he could assist me.
وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ.
Verse number 14. They also have a charge against me, because I had killed the Copt, and I fear they may kill me.
قَالَ كَلَّا فَاذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ.
Verse number 15. Allah said to Musa, peace be upon him, by no means, they will never kill you. Go, you and your brother Harun, with my signs that indicate your truthfulness. I shall be with you with my assistance and support, listening to what you say and what is said to you. Nothing of that misses us.
فَأْتِيَا فِرْعَوْنَ فَقُولَا إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 16. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, we are two messengers sent to you by the Lord of all created things.
أن أرسل معنا بني إسرائيل.
Verse number 17. That you send the Israelites with us.
قال ألم نربك فينا وليدا ولبثت فينا من عمرك سنين.
Verse number 18. Pharaoh said to Musa, peace be upon him, did we not bring you up as a child among us? Did you not stay with us for many years of your life? So what has now made you claim prophethood?
وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين.
Verse number 19. You committed a serious deed when you killed the Copt in defense of the man of your people, and you are one of those who deny my favors to you. Beneficial points. 1. the concern of the Messenger, peace be upon him, for the guidance of people. 2. Affirmation of the attributes of might and mercy for Allah. 3. Being gentle with those who are invited to Allah is required and desired. 4. The importance for a preacher to be eloquent and open-hearted. 5. The calls of the prophets are a liberation from the servitude to other than Allah. 6. The disbelievers employ their services to prevent others from Allah's path.